Let's talk EIU sports. It's the Panther Preview.
In the world of Coach Kim Dameron, is this like Christmas Day?
It is. Absolutely. this is open up the presents day, I guarantee you.
I can tell.
Especially with weather like this. Holy cow.
So it's opening night, and it's always special when opening night is at home and against a team, another playoff team from last year, Western Illinois, Coach.
Well, I tell you what, we couldn't dial it up any better. We're excited about not only this season getting going and for these kids and all that, but we got a quality opponent coming in. I got great respect for their program over there, and got a great night for it, and we're looking forward to a big crowd. I hope everybody comes out. There's no excuses not to, and see a great FCS college football game.
In terms of stats, do you feel like you're looking into a mirror when you look at Charlie Fisher's team?
Well, a little bit. They've got a bunch of kids back from last year's team, and I've gone over last year's game a few times, and we've got to play much better, obviously, than we did a year ago. But we put that in the rearview mirror, and the thing that we're looking forward to is just getting out there and taking care of that football and being able to get it to our good backs and receivers and spread it around, and then defensively really play with some excitement and get after somebody.
I would guess there's excitement in EIU Panther Nation regarding your trio of preseason all-OVC players, team leaders, Devin Church, Seth McDonald, and Bradley Dewberry. Got to be exciting for you guys.
It is. And those are, the thing about those three kids is that they, two of them were named captain, Seth McDonald and Devin Church, and Bradley Dewberry probably will be next year. But, they're just all three great kids, and they... they're good students. They're good people, and it's great to see people like that have great success here. And that's what our program's built on.
Well, let's look at all sides of the ball. We haven't talked to you for a year. Your offensive line returns three starters from last season, fifth in the nation in fewest sacks allowed, and you ended the season with a streak of 636 straight plays without allowing a sack. That's strong.
It is. It is. And a lot of that has to do with a lot of different things. The quarterback getting the ball out of his hand quick, of course. Jalen's not here. We've got a different quarterback, and the receivers being on the same page, and then the quarterback having the ability to escape some of those when we cut somebody loose at times. But as a rule, that's a fantastic deal, and we got to keep that going. We got to keep our quarterbacks upright and make sure that they're not having people banging into them all the time.
Speaking of quarterbacks, who are we going with? We had a bit of a battle with Austin Green and Mitch Kimble, right?
Yeah, we have, and Mitch Kimble will start first, but they're both going to play, and okay. They both know that. And, I have great confidence in both of them. And so, right now, we feel like that we'll probably go with Mitch, barring any craziness between now and game time. But they're both going to play, and I'm excited about seeing them both play because they both bring, some really good things to our team. And, they competed their butt off, and they deserve to play.
Now, on the defensive side of the ball, you tied for third in the nation in turnovers gained last season, forcing 31. Are we still strong on that side?
Well, we coached the heck out of it. I know that. we're always talking about ripping and stripping and attacking the football and all that, and we do that from the first play to the last. And, you can't just wait till the fourth quarter to start talking about getting a turnover. So, we do it from the first day we get here in fall camp till the end of the season, and that's all we talk about because really that's where the game is. A lot of times last year even, was won and lost because of our ability to get turnovers.
And it's got to be comforting to a coach to know that your top four receivers are back.
It is. It's nice to look out there and have some guys that have been there before. And that's the thing we have offensively is that we have some guys who have been there before other than the quarterback position. But, we feel really good about our running back position. Our tight ends are back. Our receivers are back. Our O-line come along. And we've got a few new faces, but not many. And so it should be something that we can really build on.
As I always ask, are we healthy on game day?
I tell you what, we're as healthy as we can possibly be, and I'm excited about them. We got to go through this long trudge of game day. I wish we could have played this morning at 6.
Well, it'll be tonight at 6, just in case you don't know. It's EIU in the season opener and home opener at O'Brien Stadium in Charleston against Western Illinois. Coach, great to hear from you, and best of luck, my friend.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, and hope to see a big crowd out there tonight.